Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, a teenage girl with no cooch became pregnant after giving fellatio. Yes folks, these are the lengths that women are willing to go to in order to lie about having sex. Apparently the medics are shocked too. At what? Her getting pregnant or her lying about how she got that way? This girl could also be protecting some PDF file in his 20s, and that's why she's lying. Then again, maybe she did get pregnant, and it was blowing Superman. Maybe she's a born-again virgin too. Up next is a painting called The Grape of the Sabins. I hear that over 60% of women have such fantasies. If this is such an awful ordeal, then why did this woman look like she's trying to seduce this man? Also, my favorite part of this painting is the ugly one in the background. She's got that look on her face that says, "Why haven't you touched me too?" Barbarian Chad's got a lot of other women to choose from, and he just doesn't want her. Number 3, here's what women used to smell like back in the 1990s. This is in America. In Canada, they smelled like Herbal Essence shampoo and Du Maurier light cigarettes. I hated that Herbal Essence shampoo, and it made me nauseous. After going clubbing for a night, you'd end up smelling like them when you came home. Also with a little whiff of puke as well. If you're around in the 90s, it was like every woman used to smoke. That's how they stayed so slim. Smoking suppressed their appetite. Moving on, I know you're not sick and tired of seeing Zendaya because she's gonna be in Shrek Part 5, playing Shrek's trans daughter Felicia. Let's see if Shrek can go woke and not go broke. It's typical because Shrek is now owned by Disney. I don't even know why they even had to 3D animate her because by the looks of her, there's no CGI needed. They should have just had her playing herself. I stopped caring about Shrek after the second or third film. Number 5, here's what leftoids look like explaining why owning and maintaining properties isn't a real job, but showing their poop shoot is. A lot of people have told me to invest in rental properties. Those same people spend their weekends painting and upgrading those properties while I invest in things that require zero maintenance and appreciate faster than real estate. Women, on the other hand, are born with their bodies. An asset, if used correctly, can make them millionaires. Up next, yes, it's true that men will literally choose a shy, polite, soft woman with zero accomplishments over an arrogant career woman. Yes, of course, because we want feminine, agreeable ladies, not mouthy boss babes. Even when I was dating while blue-pilled, I knew to run away from loud, obnoxious women that were full of themselves. I wanted peace and quiet at home and no drama. Yet I couldn't believe how many simps around me chose women that were rude and bossy. Number 7, this woman was sentenced for performing doggy style acts with her dog on social media. But she looks so innocent. So many guys out there would say I can fix her and her dog too. But she probably wouldn't like it if you'd fix her good boy. Then she couldn't have any more fun with him. She can have almost any man that she wants and yet she chooses to abuse a dog. Apparently this wasn't her first rodeo either. In an updated picture, she ends up with darker hair. She's from Mississippi. Couldn't she have just slept with her cousin instead? Moving on, here's what it's like when Bitcoin crashes when you end up buying it for $15,000 in 2022. I bought it for less than that in 2020, and my average for all my purchases is around $21,000. By the time I release this, the bull market might be over, or we might be up at $120 or $130. It's volatile and unpredictable. If it drops below $70 for a while and that's the new resistance level, then the bull market is probably over, and it's time to short it and make money on the way down as well. Number 9, women see themselves as always being oppressed because they compare themselves to high-status males, and the low-status males are completely invisible to them. They have zero empathy with regards to what they see as low-quality males. The best example of this is when women always say that men have it easier on dating apps than they do. Women are literally comparing themselves to the top 1% of men, and people wonder why low-status men are starting to transmax. Up next, one guy says that he would rather deal with an 80% dip in Bitcoin's price over what the average real estate investor has to deal with. Something like this comes to mind. I knew a guy that found out he had to grow up in his rental house, and he couldn't even sell the place after cleaning it up, because it still smelled like Mary Jane, and he had to spend a fortune to gut the place and replace the floors and walls because of mold, and the new tenant could still smell it. Number 11, BlackRock emails employees telling them the DEI is dead at the asset management giant. It better be because it'll affect the performance of my portfolio, and I'll go to their competitor if they do. And so will millions of other people. But I'll believe it when I see it. They're probably going to rebrand it as something else. Plus, they still invest in other companies that practice DEI. Don't be surprised if they crash the market shortly. Moving on is a sad story. This son of a coal burner says, "Book my mom so she can take me to Legoland." He forgot to say please, and besides, book her for what? I think we all know exactly what. He's kind of too young to be a pimp, well, whatever. But she's really a hairdresser, you perverts. Probably a hairdresser for your pubes. As far as I'm concerned, all I see is a ghetto Muppet with lips like these. Number 13, here's how to be a good climate change activist. Own a private jet, a yacht, 5 mansions, and lecture people on how selfish they are, and they have to share. These days you have to be really, really rich to be a communist. Also, let's not forget that you also have to tell everyone to eat bugs while you eat caviar flown in from Russia and lobster flown in from Maine every night. Also, make sure to buy beachfront property while telling everybody that ocean levels are going to rise shortly. Up next, this guy says this is how exhausted your wife is after you're the one that's been driving for 6 hours. On the bright side, at least he didn't have to stop for constant bathroom breaks if she was fast asleep for those 6 hours. If you're married, which I don't recommend, then maybe make sure your car comes with heated massage seats so that it knocks your wife out cold while keeping her warm. Imagine back in the day when your wife had to read maps in order to tell you where to go on road trips. Now she doesn't have to do anything but sleep. Number 15, get ready for the latest Disney Pixar film called Accountability, with the tagline, "Women love to be held, unless it's accountable." In the next few years, people will start using AI to make films like these, and they'll be better than anything the lamestream media makes. You've heard of citizen journalists before, but soon you'll be hearing about citizen cinema. And I just can't wait. We're on the cusp of entering a golden age of entertainment, even though right now it doesn't feel like it. Technology will help us tell any story we want. Moving on, in case you didn't hear the news, Dank lost her lawsuit with Lyft because one of their drivers wouldn't let her into his car because she was too fat for him, and he was worried she would damage his vehicle. I don't think she was expecting to win. She was just hoping for some attention that would promote her rap career. But in the end, she still got the driver fired. Someone had to be held accountable, and that's always a man. Number 17, how does this man manage to look like Bill Clinton and the Queen at the same time? To me, he looks more like Max Schreck himself, Christopher Walken from Batman Returns, mixed with a little bit of Bill Clinton. This probably just proves that we're living in a simulation and that the programmers are just recycling, mixing, and matching the same NPCs over and over again. Maybe this guy's the Benjamin Button version of the aftermath of the Clinton-Lewinsky affair. He also has a touch of lion from The Wizard of Oz in him. Up next, here's another woman suing. She graduated from high school with honors, but she can't read or write. She's in college now, but can't write an essay or read a book. What the hell is going on with the education system? According to the Cato Institute, the cost of education has gone up 200% in inflation-adjusted dollars, and yet the student scores are going down. It could have something to do with all those female admin staff they hired to do stupid, useless administrative jobs. This is the reason colleges are abandoning tests. Next stop, illiterate college grads and $300,000 worth of debts. Number 19, and speaking of people not learning anything at school, schools are removing analog clocks from exam halls, as teenagers can no longer tell the time. This is a skill I learned in kindergarten, and now people in high school don't even know how to tell time. This is what happens when the smartphone becomes the pocket watch of the 21st century. Imagine kids these days seeing one of these. They jump off a bridge. This is the weather network before television. Moving on, what's wrong with these people in California? Now they want to block a bill making child trafficking a felony. The only good thing is this is probably a fake headline because I can't find the article anywhere. But it wouldn't surprise me if this was actually true. I'm sure it's not a felony in Hollywood because if you're caught doing it, you would just pay off the boys in blue, then it all goes away. These four guys were trying to expose things, but unfortunately, all seem to have ended themselves. Number 21, here's what she finally looks like when she's ready to settle down. And that man was never seen from or heard from again. I usually say that gonorrhea is greener on the other side, but to me it looks like it's turning black in this case. Must be a former coal burner or something. Up next, why is it that Latinos who are already American citizens don't want other Latinos coming in? Could it be because they don't want the competition for their construction jobs? After all, more potential workers means more wage deflation. But I think that instead of the Mexican flag, putting in the Venezuelan flag would be more appropriate on the right. This makes me think of Doge. People in the private sector are cheering as those working for the government are starting to go broke and losing their jobs. What they don't realize is those same people, the smart ones in that group, will compete for their jobs, now putting downward pressure on wages. Number 23, women are upset because men need to stop complaining. Joanne says that for 50 years, women have been hearing from men who feel threatened by the gains of women and minorities. Now that the manosphere is in charge, the victim mentality has to go. Men only really started complaining the last 15 years or so. We're fine with equality so long as it's merit-based instead of muff-based. Why shouldn't men complain when only 6% of top jobs go to white males? Moving on, looks like no more Jeets are going to have their junk cut off because India's first trans clinic is forced to close after USAID cuts their budget. It couldn't have happened to a nicer group of people. This is good news because they're already big enough of a drain on my phone bills through their scam calls. Funding this sort of stuff is far worse than just stealing the money. Looks like the government is finally trimming the trans fats. Number 25 and the last one, here's what happens before and after you start a carnivore diet. That's only part of the problem though. She most likely has some sort of eating disorder. I ate 2 steaks a day for a couple of weeks, and I felt better than I did my entire life. Unfortunately, the beef was highly inflammatory, thanks to high levels of omega-6, and that caused my painful eczema and psoriasis to act up. There is no one-size-fits-all diet. It's trial and error for everyone. Just don't fall prey to anorexia or veganism. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.